ABC Radio Australia.
If you're Samoan and living abroad, you'll have the right to vote from overseas after a legislative change. Until now, most Samoans had to be in the country to vote. So to find out what this means, joining me this morning is Lefau Ali'i, Dr. Dion Enari from Auckland University of Technology, who has done research on the Samoan diaspora. With that, I say, Malole Soifu, and welcome to the program.
Talo Falava, it's good to be on here.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. I mean, you know, as we dive into this, this is probably really exciting news for a lot of people around, you know, the diaspora. But from your understanding, can you maybe clarify what the changes are? Because I believe there's maybe more to it than just the registering, are you?
Yeah, so it's quite, to me, it's not fully crystal clear yet, as there are different media reports saying different things in terms of the bill change, with some reporting that it will be mandatory for Samoan citizens living abroad to register, and then other media outlets saying it's by choice and then you have to be on the island to vote. So yeah, it's still not fully crystal clear from my standpoint. Yeah.
Can I ask, though, then, are you aware of what this biometric test that they're talking about, that those who are living abroad have to then go and complete?
Yeah, no, your guess is just as good as mine in terms of the biometric report. I think to clarify the issue, I believe the government should have a clear statement on what exactly this new bill will entail and what it doesn't entail. So it hasn't really been fully clarified yet and published out to the public direct from the government.
Okay. Lefau Ali'i, I want to ask, though, have you had sort of a reaction or maybe even a talanoa amongst the Samoan community there in New Zealand?
Yes, so the reactions are quite mixed and are quite varied. So there are some people who are, in terms of the diaspora, both here in New Zealand, Australia and the US, there are some people who are for the diasporic right to vote, and then there are also those in the diaspora who do not want that channel to be open.
I want to get that, into that talanoa on the why not, but, you know, I look back at when the Samoa elections were on, and then I realised the diaspora was a strong influence during that time. Do you think those are the reasons you believe the Samoan government have said that this change is needed?
Yeah, so if we're politically looking at the party that's proposing it, the current party now, FAST, that stand in parliament, received massive support from the diaspora. So it is in their interest to open up. It is absolutely in their interest to open up the voting to the diaspora, as they have a large supporting base there.
Okay, if you're tuning in, we're speaking with Lefau Ali'i, Dr. Dion Enari from Auckland University of Technology, on these legislative changes to Samoans living abroad now having the right to vote in the motherland's elections. So Samoan opposition, they're not too happy, which of course that is their job, not to be happy about. I'm wondering, what are their reasons, though, for opposing?
Yeah, so their concerns, along with many others who don't want this channel open, is they don't want to be controlled by the diaspora, given the diaspora are estimated to outnumber those that live on the island 300%. So those are the concerns that the opposition party have, that the livelihoods of those who live on the islands could in essence be dictated by Samoans who live in cities like Auckland, Wellington, Salt Lake City and Brisbane. So that's the other side of the argument in terms of not allowing the diaspora the right to vote.
Yeah. You know, of course, yes, as you said, Samoans, who are overseas, definitely outnumber the Samoans that are in the motherland. Could that pose a problem, really, in the long term for the country? I mean, is there any potential issues we should be looking out for?
In terms of allowing the diaspora to vote and the patterns that are occurring in terms of the diaspora outnumbering?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. So as we see, the diaspora now is going into their third and their fourth generation Samoan New Zealand, fourth, fifth generation Samoan American, fourth, fifth generation. And if if this bill goes through and there aren't clear causes, in essence, you can have several generations of diasporic born four generations deep who have never stepped foot in Samoa voting based on the newspaper articles they've read. And so that is, you know, that is a genuine concern and potentially a flaw that may occur if these bills are not done with good care. Yeah.
And but I often think of those, you know, with the party that's in a opposition, you have a lot of our diaspora that actually often go back to Samoa, give their time, you know, they go and get their Matai titles and things like that. Is that the conversation you've had with some of the Samoan community?
Yeah, so that's, you know, that's the other end of the argument. So then there are a lot of those in the diaspora who say, you know, we send remittances. Remittances is one of the biggest GDP, one of the biggest sources of income for Samoa. We get Matai titles, so therefore we should have the right to vote in the elections, given that we continually serve the country from our diasporic new homeland. So, yeah, it's all a debate that's constantly occurring and constantly evolving.
And, of course, I have read here that, yes, the Prime Minister, Fiamea Naomi Mataafa, is going to reconsider if there are different concerns expressed by members of Parliament. Again, because it sounds like not everything has been concrete, are you then saying we just need to wait until they give out a proper statement and then we can actually progress from there?
Yeah, I would like to see a direct, clear statement direct from the government outlining what the bill will mean and what the bill will not mean. And then from there, Samoans both on island and in diaspora can make an informed decision in terms of where they stand.
And even for yourself, Lefa'ali'i, what does this mean to you, though?
Yeah, that's to me, as you know, this debate has continued. I've noticed it's not as black and white as I had initially viewed it. You know, there's I don't agree in terms of allowing the third and fourth generation who have never lived a day in Samoa to vote. However, I also acknowledge the constant movement now more than ever of Samoan citizens living 6 months in Samoa, 6 months in New Zealand, 2 months in Australia, and I believe people like that have the right to vote. So yeah, it's all quite nuanced.
Even for yourself. So are you saying, were you born in Samoa or were you born overseas?
So I was born overseas, but I have lived and worked in Samoa. Me personally, I would not like to vote whilst living abroad, but yeah, everyone's different.
Yeah, no, I know everyone's different, but why would those reasons be that you wouldn't want to vote?
Yeah, I personally wouldn't want to vote because I'm not currently living there now. I'm not currently living there now, and I wouldn't live with the repercussions of my political vote. So, yeah, that's pretty much my reason as to why I personally wouldn't vote from the diaspora.